Good morning, it's Tuesday, November 17th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control yesterday announced 981 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 27 additional confirmed deaths. Of the total number of individual test results reported to DX statewide, 14.7% were positive. There are currently 291 testing opportunities statewide. As the holiday season nears, South Carolina DHEC is encouraging all college and university students to get tested and to know the results before going home for holiday breaks and also before returning back to campus. The agency is also recommending people get tested before attending any family gatherings. Asymptomatic individuals can unknowingly carry the virus and pass it along to friends and family who could experience severe illness, hospitalization, or worse. A section of Columbia was without power yesterday after a squirrel scurrying across equipment caused damage that led to a blackout in the downtown area. Dominion Energy spokesman Matt Long said the squirrel came in contact with a protective device surrounding a transformer and was killed during the encounter. Another power outage was reported yesterday after a dump truck hit some wires in the city. Just before noon, nearly 1,800 customers had reported being without power, but crews worked to make repairs in the remaining affected areas. Some schools across the state are working to bring back students to full-time face-to-face learning. The Greenville News newspaper is reporting that middle school students in the Greenville County School District will begin a phased-in return to full in-person learning next week. The phase-in is to be complete by January 4th, when all middle school students will begin attending classes 5 days a week. The state newspaper is reporting that after a school board vote last night, schools in Lexington Richland will resume in-person classes 5 days a week, beginning February 1st. Iota made landfall late Monday evening along the coast of Nicaragua as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm briefly achieved Category 5 intensity for a few hours on Monday. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says catastrophic conditions are likely in Central America, even as Iota weakens quickly.
Iota made landfall about 12 miles south of where Hurricane Eta did less than 2 weeks ago. Significant wind damage and up to 20 inches of rain is likely in northern Nicaragua and Honduras. The big difference between Iota and Eta is that a large high-pressure ridge in the Gulf will prevent this storm from turning north toward the U.S.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are tracking, believe it or not, another low-pressure area later this week in the Western Caribbean they say has a medium chance of developing into the season's next depression. South Carolina DHEC confirmed that a bobcat found near Sumter Highway in Canty Lane and Rembert has tested positive for rabies. No human exposures were reported, but two dogs were exposed and will be quarantined. The bobcat was submitted to DHEC's lab and was confirmed to have rabies on November 13th. The bobcat is the 11th animal in Kershaw County to test positive for rabies this year. You're likely to see South Carolina Department of Transportation employees along the roadside today. It's Grab a Bag SC 2020, a fall cleanup program that will include hundreds of employees from headquarters to county offices, joining together to help pick up litter. Motorists are asked to use caution and be on the lookout for SCDOT employees to ensure their safety. With Thanksgiving and Christmas on the horizon, South Carolina health officials have safety suggestions for COVID-19, but aren't forcefully suggesting people skip holiday celebrations. DHEC is suggesting people get tested for COVID-19 before gathering for the holidays, to wear masks at all times when not eating, and to celebrate outside if possible. South Carolina is seeing another spike in COVID-19 cases. The 7-day average of new cases is over 1,400 for the first time since early August. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.